Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Parsha's Behar B'chukosai. We're up to Revi'i. V'chi yamuch achicha yimach v'nim karlach lo sa'avod avodas avid. And if your brother will become poor with you and he is sold to you, you will not have him do a slave's work. Rashi says, what is a slave's work? This is disgraceful work that his slavery is seen. He shouldn't carry his master's things with him to the bathhouse or tie his shoes. Kesache soshav yihayimach ad shnas hayovo yavodimach. Like a resident paid for his services, he shall be for you until the yovel year, he will work for you. Rashi asks, what does it mean, like a hired resident? Meaning farming or artisanship, like hired help. And Rashi says, until the Yovel year, meaning that if the Yovel year comes before the end of the 6 years, he goes free. And he will go from you, him and his sons with him, and he will return to his family and to his ancestral plot he will return. Rashi asks, what does it mean, him and his sons? Where do sons come from? Who sold his sons into slavery? Rather, Rashi says, quoting Rabbi Shimon, that his master is obligated to provide for his family as well. What is the inheritance of his forefathers? If he had an inheritance, then why did he sell it to get himself out of debt? Rather, that he will return to the honor of his forefathers. Ki avadai hem asher hotzesi osam me'aretz Mitzrayim lo yimachru imkeres aved. They are my avadim, my slaves. I took them from Mitzrayim, and they will not be sold as slaves. Rashi says, they're my slaves. My document of sale came before anyone else's. Rashi says this is also, he will not be sold the selling of a slave, meaning that he'll have to make an announcement, I have a slave to sell, but he will not place him on the seller's block, on like a stand, people to look at him like merchandise. And you will not rule over him with crushing labor, and you will be in fear of your God. There's a throwback Rashi where he says that you shall not lord over him with backbreaking labor. Rashi defines, you will not oppress him with labor that has no purpose, like the Mitzrim did, using the same phrase as Avodas Parach. So you shouldn't make him do demeaning, meaningless labor to break his spirit. And because the Pasuk ends with, and you will be in fear of your God, again, this is Rashi invoking the rule that a sentence is punctuated with this phrase to tell you that you could might be able to make the case and be sneaky and say, well, I think it's meaningful labor. God knows. Rashi says, God knows. Vavdecha ve'amasecha asher yulach me'es hagoyim asher svivosechem mehem tiknu eved ve'ama. And your slaves and maidservants who you will take from amongst the nations that are around you, from him you shall take slaves and maidslaves. Rashi says this means not from the seven nations that are around, because they're not allowed to stay in the land of Israel, but anyone from the nations that surround the land of Israel. But from residents who have come from other places who are not B'nai Yisrael, and have accepted upon themselves not to eat nevelas and not to serve avodah zarah, you can buy slaves from them, from their descendants that will be with you, and they can be inherited, these type of slaves. V'hisnachaltem osam levinechem achreichem l'rashis chachuzah l'olam b'hem t'avodu u'b'acheichem b'nai Yisrael ish b'achiv l'osirda bo b'farach. And you can inherit them to your sons as an inheritance. Forever you will have them do work, but for your brethren, B'nai Yisrael, you may not afflict them with back-breaking labor. Rashi asks, why are we repeating again the Isser of making B'nai Yisrael work with back-breaking, meaningless labor? This is to tell you the Nasi or the Melech cannot afflict any of B'nai Yisrael in that way either. Chi Sasi Yad Gerv Soshavimach Umach Achicha Yimov Nimkarla Ger Toshavimach Ola Eker Mishbachas Ger. And if a stranger lives among you and he becomes rich, and one of your brethren becomes poor and is sold to one of the strangers among you, a family of non-Bnei Yisraelim who did not convert, to be sold to be a servant to Avodah Zarah, meaning to chop wood or draw water for them. After he has been sold, you shall redeem him. One of his brethren shall redeem him. Rashi says, what does it mean to redeem him? One of their brethren should redeem him. It seems to say it twice. Rather, he must go and redeem him immediately so he does not become assimilated into their culture. O dodo, o vendodo, yigaleno, o mishar besara mishpachto, yigaleno, o hisiga yado vinigal. Or his uncle or his cousin shall redeem him, or any other of the brethren of his family shall redeem him, or he will buy his own way out of slavery. V'chishav im konehu mishnas himachrolo ad shnasayova v'haya kesuf mimachro b'misparshanim kimei sachir yihyeimo. And he will arrange with his buyer from the year of his sale until the year of the yovel, and the money from the number of years will be like the amount that he was sold to him. Rashi says that, what does this mean, until the year of the Yovel? Because he himself was not sold in his essence. He was just sold to his years of slavery, and therefore he will figure out those years and attach the number of those years based on the years till the Yovel year. V'me'od rabos bashanim lefihem yashiv gulaso mikesef miknaso. And if there is more in years to him, he will pay that amount of money. Like a yearly worker, for each year he will be with him, and he will not give him less work to do before you. And if he is not redeemed in this way, he will go out in the year of the Yovel, him and his sons with him. Believe in Israel, avadim, avadayhem, asher otzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because Bnei Israel are mine slaves, they are my slaves, that I took them from Eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem your God. Rashi says again that I have a document that predates the other documents. Was a slave built in the lower realm, it is like he is like a slave to the upper realm. Lo sasu lachem elil ufesel matseva lo sakimu lachem be'even matzkis lo sitnu ba'artzachem lishtachavos aleha ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. You shall not make for yourselves idols, a idol statue, a large stone, singular, a matseva you shall not set up for yourselves, you shall not cover the floor with stones to bow upon them. I am Hashem your God. Rashi asks, what does this have to do with the previous pasuk? So he explains that once the Yisrael is sold to be a slave to an Eino Yehudi, as we saw in the previous psukim, so then he might say to himself, well, since my master is Megala Arias, does not act with the same morality of who he marries and is with as Bnei Yisrael do, I will follow my master's ways. In the same way that my master serves Avodah Zarah, so too I will as well. Hence, this pasuk talks about being Oved Avodah Zarah. And the next pasuk talks about keeping Shabbos. And he says, well, since my master doesn't keep Shabbos, well, then why should I? Hence, that's why these last three psukim are in this order. However, Rashi then describes how the entire parsha is laid out in a preventative measure as well. Person has to respect the Kiddush HaShemitah, because if they don't, they will ultimately be, people will not buy produce from them. And then he will end up selling other items because he can't sell the Shemitah items. Ultimately, he'll sell his portion in Eretz Yisrael. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then the matter is going to get worse. He will sell his house. And again, if he doesn't do tshuva, he will lend with ribbis. And if he still doesn't do tshuva, he will end up selling himself. And he still doesn't do tshuva, he won't just be sold to Yisrael, but to an Einu Yehudi. Then Rashi explains the last part of the pasuk, in which it says not to go and cover a floor with stones to bow even to Kadosh Baruch Hu on. It is prohibited except for in the Beis HaMikdash. At Shabsasai Tishmoro at Umigdashai Tirau Ani Hashem. Keep my Shabbos and be in awe of my Mikdash. I am Hashem, trusted to repay reward. If you will walk in my statutes and guard my mitzvos and perform them. Rashi says, well, what's the difference between chukim and mitzvos then? I would think walk in my statutes and my chukim, that would be mitzvos. But since it says keep my mitzvos is the next clause in the pasuk, that can't be what it's talking about. Rather, walking in my mitzvos means that you should be dwelling, you should have a melus, you should submerge yourself in the Torah and perform my mitzvos. Why, what does this add? Rather, you learn the Torah in order to perform the mitzvos. V'nasati gishmechem be'itam v'nasata eretz yivulai ve'etz hasadeh yiten piryo. And the rain will come at its proper time, and the land will give forth its produce, and the trees of the field will give their fruits. What is the time for the rain? When people aren't awake, when people are asleep. So like on Shabbos nights, he says, the rain will fall and it won't bother anybody either. Then Rashi says, what does it mean, the trees of the field? Of course they'll give fruits. What do you mean? He means even trees that it's not their way to give fruits. They will also give fruits. They're the future of even the trees that don't give edible fruits. They also will give edible fruits. V'hisig lehem daish es batzir uvatzir yasig es zara v'achaltem lach mechem lesova v'yishavtem levetach baratzachem. And your threshing will overtake the planting of the grapes, or the young grapes, and the grapes will catch up to the seeding of the fields, and you will eat your bread with satiation, and you will sit securely in your land. Rashi says that the threshing will keep you busy until the time of the young grapes, and the young grapes will keep you busy until the time of the seeding. So there will always be plenty in your land, and you'll be blessed with the bread. The bread you'll eat a little, but it'll still make you full. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz v'shechavtim v'ein machrid v'shbati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz v'cherav lo sa'avor ba'aretzachem. And I will give peace in your land, and you will sleep without fear, and I will take away any evil animals from the land, and the sword will not pass through your land. Rashi says, what's his blessing of peace? Well, even if there's what to eat and drink, still, without peace, you have nothing. And that's why you see, Rashi says that peace is parallel, corresponds to everything. Hence the pasuk says, Oseh shalom bo'boreh sakol. He makes peace and creates everything. Rashi says, well, if that's the case, so then why are you saying the sword will not pass in your land? I thought you already promised peace. He says, no, this is even if they're not even going to use your land as a highway to go from one war to another while your people are at peace. Oradavtem es oyvechem v'naflu lefneichem l'che'arev. And you will chase after your enemies and they will fall before you to the sword. Rashi says, they will fall on each other's swords. Radfu mikem chamisha Mea, umeamikem ravava yirdofu, venaflu oivechem lifnechem lacharev. And 5 of you will chase 100, 100 of you will chase a myriad, 10,000, and your enemies will fall before you to the sword. Rashi says the proportions are all off over here. But Rashi says, well, that's because the power of Torah is much, much more, as it increases more with Rabbim keeping the Torah. So 5 will be able to chase 100. But 100 is 20 times more Torah. It's exponentially greater. Rashi also comments, they will fall before you to the sword, not in a natural way. This will not be a natural, normal battle. Ufanisi alechem v'hefresi eschem v'herbesi eschem v'akimosi esprisi itchem. And I will turn to you, and I will increase you, and I will
make you great, and I will establish my covenant with you. Rashi says, what does it mean? I will turn to you in the same way that we see previously in Kedoshim, that it's speaking about Hashem's face turning to you. Nor in those it said that Hashem was turning to punish. Here he says he's turning from everything else to pay you, to repay you. Rashi says, in the same way that a king who hired workers to do a lot of work for him, so when they come in, he stops whatever he's doing to pay them. The same way, he says, B'nai Yisrael, the end of time will come, and Hashem will turn to them and repay them for everything, the king of Torah Mitzvahs all these years. Rashi asks, what's the difference with Hefresi v'Hirbesi? Hefresi means that you will have many children, and Hirbesi will mean that they will be great, b'koma zakufa, meaning that they will be nice and strong. And what is the bris that Hashem is going to establish with them? Not this bris, this is a new bris. What's the new bris? Not like the previous covenant that was broken by Chet HaEgel, but a new bris together with you.